Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Friday after Thanksgiving, which means a lot of you may be home. You might be busy. I probably can predict for the only time during the year what you might have had for lunch and what you might have for dinner and what you might have for lunch again tomorrow, what you might have for dinner again tomorrow. Probably turkey. I'm just guessing. So having said that, we are here on Building Fortunes Radio with a great friend of ours. His name is Mr. Ole Cantos. Ole and I go kind of way back when his kids were 16. I think they are now 23. I think they're 23. We started doing a radio show when the boys were young, and bring this full circle. I'll just kind of tap into some name dropping over here. But Ole Cantos is a gentleman who adopted three boys, Stephen, Nick, and Leo, and they were Boy Scouts and high school students when we started Building Fortunes Radio. And Ole Cantos is an attorney over in Washington, D.C., and we've watched how they've grown their family and as they've grown themselves and as they've grown the Building Fortunes Radio show and themselves personally, a lot of things kind of change in a positive way. So I don't know what we're going to cover today, but I'll just kind of mention this. We started off with Building Fortunes Radio when the boys were in the Boy Scouts, and they became Eagle Scouts. And I think they set a record for being the only triplet Eagle Scouts that are blind. So that might be a lot to string together, but they are unique. And today I bought my Christmas tree from the local Boy Scout troop. So, you know, got to get back, you know, take care of those little kids. I remember those days, and that was kind of fun. So anyway, we were out, and we wound up buying our Christmas tree locally, got a big fat one. And anyway, so we're big into that sort of stuff. And then I was explaining with Ole just a little bit ago, we had to do some Black Friday running around. My wife burnt out my microwave last night defrosting the goodies that she had bought. We bought Thanksgiving dinner from Publix, which is a local grocery store. She gave up Thanksgiving a while back, which is sacrilegious in my Italian family, but we bought it. So anyway, so we had everything shipped in, and Ole was kind of telling me a little bit about how he was helping his mom go to the grocery store and picking all the stuff. And I'm telling you, things have changed. You can get just about everything shipped in. You know, you don't even have to leave your house. I know that I do some of that stuff from the local grocery stores around here and free shipping, and today's Black Friday. So the best day, do you know when the best day for your microwave to go out? Like what we just did, my wife finished the last entree in the microwave, and you heard it go bzzz, and then that was it. And then Black Friday is the next day. So that's like cool. So you save money on Black Friday.
Nice.
So anyway, we are here in a nice spirit as a result of this is when the holidays kind of kick off as well. And in Florida, it's usually hot, but it's down to the 50s. I mean, it's actually cool, 57 degrees in Florida, a little bit on the windy side. So it kind of reminds me of being up north for those people that kind of like colder weather. So it kind of gets you in a little bit of a holiday mood. But we got a big Christmas tree waiting outside for me to drill the hole. And I'm like, I got to drill the hole. That's like digging the hole. Like, I'm Italian. We dig holes. We don't drill holes. So I got to drill the hole for the Christmas tree stand, which is a pain in the ass. It's such a pain in the neck. Got to get it straight and all that sort of stuff. So if you hear some cursing or ringing in people's ears, it's just me. And we are here on Building Fortunes Radio with a great friend of ours, Mr. Ole Cantos. So Ole, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio, the Ole Cantos radio show.
Thank you, Peter. It's good to be back, and really appreciate people for checking in periodically to tune in and to see how things are going. And I'm really hoping that with the things that we've talked about in the past, that it's added value to people who've heard it. And I know it's gone all over the world from the way that you distribute this, and it's just exciting to think that the things we talk about can actually end up in different countries, which is really, really awesome. And so especially now with Thanksgiving here in the U.S. just having occurred yesterday, I keep thinking about the fundamental importance of hear this a lot, especially in the MLM and personal development space, about how gratitude is the key to making things better and to fueling our ambition and our goal accomplishment. And so I actually wanted to take some time to invite people to take an inventory of their lives the way that we do of ours. When the boys and I were together in one place with them, with our being all together in D.C., there was a tradition that we had. We didn't do Thanksgiving turkey. We didn't even do Thanksgiving ham. We did Thanksgiving steak. So when we had our ribeye steak seasoned up and everything, cooked a medium well, where we would cook it in butter. It was amazing. And we had potatoes stuffed with cheese and sour cream, and we did salad with homemade dressing, and we did desserts and biscuits, you know, that kind of thing. It was just really a lot of fun. One of the things that we also did was we, as a family, would, after dinner was done, we did it before dinner, where we would break out the Martinelli's sparkling cider, since we don't drink. Plus it's just refreshing anyway. It's really good when it's super, super cold. And so we'd break that out, and then we have these special champagne glasses that we only use for this occasion. So we have a whole set of these glasses so that whenever this occasion came, we were ready. And we liked these crystal ones that, you know, when you toast, it goes ding, and it has this beautiful ring to it. And so what we do is we toast, and we also go around one by one by one, and we say what we're grateful for. And when we talk about what we're grateful for, it isn't just a sentence. Like, we don't just say, I'm grateful for my family and for the things we have in the roof over our head and stuff like that. We go into real, real significant detail to enumerate the things that we're appreciative for in different parts of our lives. And so wanted to pose these questions to our listening audience as to what kinds of things we think about when counting our blessings. And it's really important during these exercises that people realize that no matter where people are across the globe, when they engage in answering these specific questions, and when it's done properly, and when it's done with a real heart toward analyzing what we have and why we truly are grateful, there inevitably ends up becoming a situation where there are really wonderful spiritual experiences of just realizing, oh my gosh, we are so very, very blessed. And so one area is our physical surroundings, the roof over our head, the electricity that runs through, our having water, heating and cooling, Wi-Fi, you know, access, you know, to the high speed, streaming services or cable, depending on what people like to do. Just all of the things that are around us physically within our home. What physically makes that space special? What are the things that really make it a place that is uniquely ours that you just can't find anywhere else? Whether it's personal touches to the home or the ways that we accent the home with different things that make us who we are. So we get to be grateful for those things. We also get to be grateful for our spiritual well-being. And in this case, that could be the faith community or faith tradition that you're a part of. Or if you don't have a particular organized religion within the things that you're appreciative for, you can just think about how we are all spiritual beings, and that there is obviously a higher power, whatever that is for you, whether it's the universe or God or, you know, for me as a Christian, Jesus Christ, or, you know, for our, we also have Jewish friends and Muslim friends, etc. There's so many aspects to our spirituality. So what are the things that we are doing that we get to feel grateful for our Creator, who has made possible these things that we get to enjoy. And here, we within our spiritual lives, we look at nature, we look at the universe as it's organized, we look at the wonderful opportunity for us to enjoy just natural surroundings and just really looking at the world as that we live in. And then so that's also an important thing. Another area is our personal health and wellness. And so within this aspect, if we have health challenges, what are the ways that we address those challenges, and what are we grateful there still? And some people who are young, they may not have health challenges, but they may be doing really well physically. And others, they may have had challenges, but the fact that they are still around to aim for a better day physically, is the opportunity itself is something to be grateful for, even when there are medical challenges. And even with that, within our ranks, within the company we're a part of, we address those health challenges. And so for me personally, I'm appreciative, as are members of my family and friends and associates and other people in the community. We're appreciative for our company because the various health challenges that we've had are either now no longer challenges as much, or they're not challenges at all because we have already successfully conquered those health challenges. The other part of this is wellness, and that's where we have a harmony of mind and body, where we're taking good care of ourselves as best as we can, and when we're just enjoying identifying ways for our bodies to be at peak performance, and then being at one with and communing essentially with our surroundings and with people around us and with and remembering and recognizing that we're all interconnected. Another area of gratitude is our financial wellness. Again, because we are part of this industry, we have the ongoing opportunity to build our respective businesses. And then here, within our businesses, we know that we all start the same. In our case, it's associate, but there could be other words for your company or companies, depending on what you're a part of. But we start at the bottom, and we work our way up. And then sometimes, depending on the structure, sometimes people can start with higher commitments, that kind of thing. But everybody starts somewhere, and wherever we start, we have the ongoing opportunity to increase our finances by maximizing the success, the degree to which we're successful at matching products and services with people who need them, and where we are the middle men and middle women to through whom things go, where we get to have a piece of the action, where people benefit from what we have to offer. And the fact that we have, as business owners, we have an ability to make more income because we're part of our respective businesses. And so these are our own businesses, and we're essentially independent contractors, where we are not employees of our companies. We actually instead pay for the privilege and the right within appropriate rules to distribute the products and services of different companies, and provided that we abide by a good strict code of conduct and we operate ethically, it also means that we get to provide opportunities for other people to make much of themselves financially, more than what they have now. And then also within a financial context, even outside of our industry, we also get to be grateful for the amazing opportunities available within income diversification, whether it be business consultancy or a day job or operating as part of the gig economy or otherwise having multiple streams of income that can build our lives. And it's just super exciting because of the way things can go. And I'm really grateful that within this context for me, my original goal was to be a six-figure earner, but that was, oh gosh, I first hit that probably, oh my gosh, whenever 2004 was to now, 2023, 14. So I guess 19 years, it's been 19 years that I've operated in at that level. And I thought that I was astronomical at the time. And then now, because of various things, it's a multiple six-figure income reality that's literally a matter of months away. I'm literally within a matter of months because I can already see it coming because I also am working on other things outside of our industry, dealing with real estate and other things in addition to our industry, plus my job, plus a stipend that I get for serving in office as an elected guy at the local level, plus consultancy, plus speaking engagements. So it's fun. So that, for me personally, I'm just so grateful for how life continues to become more and more prosperous by the year. There's never, ever been a year since I started my career back in 1999. There's never been a year in which income has gone down, ever, not once. It's all up, 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 up. And part of that, not all of it, but part of that is because of this incredible industry of ours where we have the opportunity here to build dreams and to provide people with a roadmap for accomplishing those dreams because of this magnificent industry. And because we have solid belief in our industry, it also means that we have the chance to contribute pricelessly by making sure that people have the products and services they need. And so then we make more money, but at the same time, no, not but, we make more money and at the same time, we add to the quality of people's lives. And so that's yet another area for which we need to be grateful. So in preparation for the next part of things, wanted to turn the time back to Peter and then for a commercial break. And then on the other side of the break, then we'll be talking about next steps of where to go from here. Because it's one thing to have gratitude, but it's another thing to leverage that feeling of gratitude to take ourselves to a whole new level to the point where the success just continually expands. And it is an absolute myth that there's a limit to our success. We can keep becoming more and more successful. So let's say when somebody starts off really small, then the key would be to make their next 10,000 or whatever it is. And then later, maybe it's a six-figure income, then a multiple six-figure income, et cetera. And then for other six-figure income folks who want to be seven-figure earners or eight or nine, you know. And in my case, I've had the privilege of interacting with people who have 10-figure incomes. So it's really, am I getting that right? Yeah, 10. Yeah, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, actually 8-figure. Let's see, whatever billion is. So it's been really a lot of fun with that. And so with that, let's go to a commercial break, and then we will delve deeper into this, especially during Thanksgiving weekend. We'll delve deeper into this afterwards.
Perfect. We're going to be right back on Building Fortunes Radio, listening to Ole Cantos. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back, Peter Mingles here with Ole Cantos. And before we forget to mention, if you go to workwitholi.com, workwitholi.com, you'll be able to see one of his websites that he has as well. So, Ole, back to you.
Thank you. So earlier in the show, we talked about the sources of gratitude. And so now we have to take that to the next level by saying, okay, great. I'm truly grateful for many different things in different parts of my life. The other thing that we need to do in adding to that is what are we grateful for within our personal lives with the people we love and who love us back? We can be grateful for our families, our friends, the people who care about us. We get to be grateful for the talents and abilities that we have, for the ongoing chance to build upon our existing talents and abilities within a hobby context, or the chance to do something new and to continually broaden our horizons. And so when we look at all of those things, so then the key is, okay, well, what's next? The key here is a thing called the law of attraction, where when we have gratitude in a deep way for everything that we have, it actually intensifies the degree of magnetism that with which we can attract to us the fulfillment of all of our goals. I mean, it sounds really oversimplistic, but it is absolutely true when we recognize not only how the law of attraction works, but we basically need to spend our time thinking about the things we want out of life, not the things we do not want. It's a very big distinction. So instead of running away from what we're afraid of, we should run toward what we love. And it's not the same thing. When we focus on running away from what we're afraid of or avoiding things that bother us or whatever it is, then what ends up happening is we end up getting more of the things that we don't want. So let's say, for example, we're afraid of more debt. So we're trying to build a business because we're afraid of more debt. And what happens? We end up in more debt. Then it's like, well, how does that work? Well, because instead of being motivated by not wanting to have debt, instead be motivated by financial freedom and be motivated by making sure that we have more money and more money rather than being in the red. And so in other words, we look at our material goals of how much more we want to make dollar-wise, what things do we want to have possession-wise, and what experiences do we want to have, whether it's to travel or to give to charity or to start a foundation or to engage in a service project or whatever it is. Those things are all made more possible because of appreciating our financial standing. And so when we make sure to operate this way, it is absolutely incredible what occurs as a result, because there's another thing that ties into this, and that's called the law of abundance. And what the law of abundance is, it's as simple as what it says, that the world is not scarce of resources, but it has more than enough resources of whatever we need for us to live our lives to the fullest potential. And there is no way that we individually ourselves can harness all of the abundance that's out there, because there's more than enough for all of us to go around, for all of it to go around. There's more than enough. And when we recognize that our ability to attract things to us depends on how we look at the world mindset-wise, where we know that out of gratitude we're going to earn more of what we want, it'll also mean that through our mindset things are easier. And so it doesn't mean that we oversimplify to the point where we think there's a quick fix. There isn't, not when it comes to building businesses strongly and profitably and successfully. But we do have to recognize that what happens frequently is that we can be our own worst stumbling blocks, where we have limited beliefs in what we can do. We think that we don't have the skill necessary. We don't have the connections. We can't meet enough people, whatever it is. But those limitations are all self-imposed. And even if there are people in our lives who tell us that we're limited, that doesn't mean we have to believe them. So we get to fill our minds with
positive affirming statements and then backing those with emotion and visualization. So when we visualize by a specific deadline what we want, then we get to capitalize positively on those things by having those things feel real to us. And the more real they feel to us, and the more we can practically put our hands around it, the faster these things end up coming true. And I'm telling you, as someone who has experienced this consistently since literally 1990 when I first learned how to do this stuff, when I was still in school, in college, and learning how to make my way, I, just from then till now, there's a direct relationship between the kind of mindset that I've described and the material success that's come, along with the spiritual components of that success and emotional components of that success. Because it isn't merely pursuing material for material's sake, but it's also recognizing that we can have what we want. And whenever we do that, it has to be without apology. If we learn how to be eager to have what we want, but not being apologetic for wanting to be successful, that's the key. Because so many times people tend to say, well, I'm not greedy. Or they say, well, I'm not one of those wealthy people who take from less fortunate, that kind of thing. I mean, that's really a misperception of what wealth really truly is. And it also means that people are not in a situation where they associate positivity with being successful. So we end up blocking ourselves. So we have to be mindful. We have to catch ourselves with this stuff. Because if we don't catch ourselves, then we end up destroying the very pathway that exists for us to be more successful. I mean, literally, and this has happened multiple times where I just thought, well, gosh, I'd love to have just more money to play around with. Within a matter of days, weeks, days, sometimes hours, there's a way to generate more income. And then it's like, okay, now I have what I need for what I want to do. Done. And then to realize that just because that happens, it doesn't have to be limited. Like, okay, I was successful that one time, but I can't be successful the next time. Sure you can. It's a matter of being consistent and realizing that if there's so much wealth out there, then we know what to do with. So that's why I love our industry, because no matter what our respective companies are, we have the chance, driven by gratitude and powered by visualization and actual decisive action combined with emotion, then those are the things that are really important to help us grow and succeed. And the other part about this for our audience to know is that anybody can do this without ever having any requisite experience. They just need to get their mindset right. And when they get their mindset right, then the rest follows. The specific steps follow. The understanding of what needs to be done next in a practical day-to-day way follows. All of that happens. So just to be clear, it's not simply saying that we just think your way, but in a way it is. You think your way to being successful, because when you make it a point to appreciative for all that you have, you end up getting more and more and more and more. And that literally keeps happening to me and to people who I work with. And I'm just so appreciative, because the thing is, I feel like we've just scratched the surface. I just had a little fun calculating what my income is going to be this next year. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is unreal. It's exciting. And then I keep thinking, wow, at the level, even with that, there are people who do way, 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 way more. And so the point is that we have our own respective journeys, but we shoot for what we want to accomplish out of life. And then when we strive to accomplish those things, and when we're consistent, and when we surround ourselves with people who empower us, like the way you do, Peter, when people surround themselves by those who empower them to take their lives to an entirely new level, to elevate their lives to a new level, then that's how people can become even more successful. So if people come to us at workwithole, OLLIE.com, or they call me at 202, or actually they need to text me first, at 202-744-0547, and they shouldn't just say hi, they should actually say that they heard me on here, heard us on here, and then that'll get my attention. They should say their name, and then I'll call them back. If they just call, I'm not going to pick up because there's a lot of telemarketing these days. But if they let us know that they heard us on here, then I'll know because I keep track of our content here. Then I'll be more than happy to show you how you can do these things and how no matter where you are in life, you can really elevate things to an entirely new level by taking decisive action in the ways that we show you. So I'm really excited to support that. And so back to you, Peter.
All great information. So for those people listening in, if you want to work with Oli, if you go to workwitholi.com, workwitholi.com, you too will learn how to kind of manage and coordinate and build your life and your lifestyle the way Oli has successfully done over time. And probably, Oli, the thing that has led to your level of success is, you know, the Earl Nightingale definition of success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile goal. You do something every day that is leading you into that right direction. And not all of the times do the directions lead into huge successes, but collectively in compounding, you're able to be able to put yourself in a position where you could take advantage of the successes that you've done. So the speaking engagements that you've gotten has been a result of the hard work that you've done. The successful career as an attorney with the fine federal government you've gotten is a result of you doing the things that were necessary many years ago to be able to get that stuff done. To be successful in a home-based business, you might have had to go through a few years of not being successful in a home-based business. So the reality is it didn't happen overnight, but it was a progressive realization of a worthwhile goal or ideal, which is a definition of success, and you are living it. So we are so pleased to be able to have you as a guest host on Building Fortunes Radio. Love to have your boys here as well, and I am so happy that you're doing the cool things and that you do, even when you're, you know, basically being like a grocery cart for your mom as she's bringing you around shopping. So you're everything from a dad and then a son and a city councilman and a successful business person, and all of it is in Oli Cantos. So Oli, thanks for being who you are, and I really appreciate you being on Building Fortunes Radio as often as you can. You can't do it live all the time, but we certainly appreciate you being here when you are here. So I'll let you wrap it up. You got the last word, Mr. Oli Cantos. Oli.
Great to get to know you. And just so you know, I don't have any ulterior motives. I'm very clear here where I want to be a support to folks. So reach out and let's see what we can do together. And whether you join in being a part of our business or not, I would love to meet up with like-minded individuals who are also on their own pathways to success. And together we'll be at the top of the mountain, and then we'll find the next mountain and climb that. So lots of great stuff ahead.
Hey, we'll see everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Oli. Happy Thanksgiving.
You've
Happy
been
holidays.
Listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.